So in May, and this ties in with April, in May I learned to pay more attention to the rhythm of nature and the cycles of my own body. And as you know from previous episodes, I stopped taking the birth control pill at the beginning of 2024, and I had taken it for I think 5 years before that. And that's been a real challenge for me in 2024 because I gained weight and my skin, like my skin is on fire. It still is. And I didn't have my period until from January till August. So on the portal day in August, 8th of August, I got my period for the first time again. And I celebrated like hell. Like I was so happy that that it came again. Because I really felt my body not being able to detox. And there was just so much hormones and so much of everything building inside of my body. And my body just, you know, getting bigger and bigger. And my skin closing with pimples and everything. And it is gradually getting better. It started getting better when I got my period. And so I know that my weight gain and my skin, even though I do sports regularly and I eat normally, I know that it's not my fault that I do not control my body anymore. And still, it is a real challenge for me to accept that I don't have control over it and that I do not fulfill the beauty standards anymore. And I used to fulfill them for most of my youth. I mean, I have had problems with my skin, but that was in puberty. And then when I moved out of my home and I started studying, I was really happy with my body. And I fulfilled all the beauty standards that I wanted to fulfill. And I had control over it. I knew that with the way that I ate, and the way that and the sports that I made, I had control over it, and I knew how much sports to do and how to eat to maintain my body weight to have the body that I wanted to. And then all of a sudden I lost complete control over it, and that was really hard for me to take. And then I realized how I had linked my self-worth to how I looked. And I was not aware of that before, that I had put so much weight on my body weight, and that I let my how I looked really determine how I felt about myself. And that is still a work in progress for me, to accept my body the way it is. And I do not want to aid, or I do not want to swallow other pills to work against that. I mean, I did start eating, I have Ayurvedic assistance, but that's just like very little impact and nothing to do with hormones, like really just herbs and natural ingredients. And I try to drink a lot of water, and I try to aid my skin with eating less sugar, which is a really hard one for me. I try and like little things to aid my body, and but to really let it come back on its own, and to get back the control on its own, and to be like, okay, there are no extra hormones anymore. We need to balance ourselves now. That kind of hit the hardest in May, or like I feel like the peak, like I was like, my skin was so greasy and gross in my like opinion. And I peaked in terms of that in May and June. So I went a lot into nature in May and just really grappled with that a lot during mid-2024. Right before summer starts, and you know you're going to be wearing a bikini, and you know, summer is all nice and flirty, and I'm just here looking like a zombie and just not feeling well in my body. Yeah, that was my summer of 2024, basically, when it comes to feeling beautiful. I did not in 2024, but hey, it's, yeah, that's life. You don't always feel the same every year. In June, though, I learned to take myself on little adventures again. And I really loved opening my camera roll in June because I did so much. I did a lot of cycling, swimming with my girlfriends, just being out and about, visiting girlfriends in all over Austria and Germany. I did a lot of like really nice short trips to Germany, to Vienna, to the lake, just going cycling. I also spent some time with my dad, and it just was a really outgoing month, an adventurous month, and I had forgotten how nice it is to do things on my own, little adventures on my own, and also little adventures with friends. Because when I was in my relationship, I did a lot of these little adventures with my partner, and I love going on little adventures, and I am able to take myself on adventures. I did that before my relationship, and I just got into really enjoying that again. And I can recommend this for anyone, be it in a relationship or being single, to just really take yourself on adventures with girlfriends or alone. Go on a cycling trip, go on a hiking trip, just leave your home for a weekend and visit another city. That can really, really do something for your attitude and how you feel about yourself, and just get yourself out of the everyday life, basically. And just be adventurous. That's the spirit of adventure, is something so, so enlivening, so fulfilling, I think. In July, I didn't learn anything. I just lived. Yeah, July was just June and July, and also August. I had a pretty amazing summer. You know, I have a day job now that really, where I have a lot of time freedom, time and location freedom, where I can do a lot of home office, and I also work less hours. I have to admit, I work less hours than before, and that's just been a game changer. I think during the whole of 2024, I had like 3 sick days spread over the course of the year, doing less hours and having time freedom, having flexibility. That was just a huge game changer for me, and I didn't work a lot during summer because we don't have a lot going on at work in summer. And so I really had the time to spend a lot of time with my girlfriends and in nature. And I mean, we did have one or two really cool work projects in July. And I've added a photo of one of those work projects as well. I work with a lot of really cool young people at my day job, and I really enjoy that. So that was also really nice to see in summer and to feel this relief of having picked a job that gives me as much as I give, that does not exploit me. I mean, you do have to be careful as an employee with every job. I feel like every company wants to exploit you or like make you work more than what you get paid for and make you take on more responsibilities, but that's something that I really learned at my last job, to put myself first. And if I can't handle working on a weekend, or like if they ask me, "Ooh, can you help out on that weekend?" and I feel like, "No, actually, I don't want to," then I say no. I have really learned to say no when it comes to the workforce. At least something. But we did have a really nice summer with cool projects, and I did the work that I'm paid for, and everything was fine. And I love showing up strong for work in the projects that I have to do, and I'm there for the amount of work that I get paid for, and people can rely on me for that amount of work, but I'm not overdoing it. I do not have anything to prove. And that's like this inner security. I didn't have that before. I always felt like I had to prove that I'm good enough in the workforce. And now I know that I'm worth what I get paid. I'm probably worth even more. But you know, I know my worth now in the workforce, and I do not have the slightest desire to prove that I'm the work animal that can do anything, the work magician that solves everybody's problem. No, that's not me. And I'm actually really proud of that, that I'm not solving everybody's problems. August was a really beautiful month. In August, I learned to be still and look within. And I've probably also talked about this, but with work, you know, I work for the Catholic Church in Salzburg, and I had the opportunity to go to Tizé in France, where a community of monks is living, and this is set up for young people to just live with the monks and have a very simplistic lifestyle and sleep in tents and go to church 3 times a day, but the masses are... The church is not like a normal mass, but it's basically just singing songs in different languages for half an hour and an 8-minute silence period. And I have never had this in my life. Like, I really dropped into stillness, and I really enjoyed the routine that we did the same things every day. And we had a Bible study in the afternoon where we would discuss Bible texts, and we were a very mixed group with people from all over Europe, different ages, and that was just really inspirational, getting a glimpse of people's lives from all over Europe in different ages, like people being married, people being younger than me, and, you know, people being younger than me thinking about what they want to be studying. Like, it was just really, really interesting getting to know different lives again, and really being able to drop into stillness like that. And the singing was so healing and so beautiful. And I also really enjoyed sleeping in a tent, to be honest. It was a very simple week, but I think it was the most powerful week of the whole year of 2024. And that was in August. I learned to be still and look within, yeah. In September, I learned to integrate all the changes and embrace this new life and new person I am creating. You know, all throughout the year, I had been grappling with all the changes, and I had more to grapple with people not being comfortable speaking about all the changes that I had made, and people tiptoeing around me, not feeling comfortable with asking me about the podcast, asking me about my new lifestyle, basically. And that was a hard pill to swallow, or I had never had that up until now, like a cut in your life where you really see who is there for you and who loves you unconditionally and who loves this idea or this version of you that you have created for people to love. And that was just really interesting, but also challenging, seeing that and to be able to really confidently be in my skin and be like, I do have a podcast where I talk about spirituality and where I only interview women that inspire me and women that are also in the spiritual field. And I think that is also the next step for me to be even more vocal about who I truly am authentically, and that spirituality and self-healing and thinking, trying to finding out what my purpose in life is, that is so important to me. That is such a big part of my life. Like, I spend so much time thinking about spirituality and trying, going to shamans and finding women that inspire me who work in that field to interview. And I'm going about life looking for signs from the universe. I talk to the universe. I always have a candle somewhere burning. And I sage the house when I move into a new house. And I love witchcraft. And I'm interested in past lives. And I read so many books on past lives, on shamanism, on aliens. Oh my God, like, Birgit Fischer, Starseeds Love was the most transformational books for me, 2024. I listened to a Birgit Fischer prophecy video on YouTube where she was like, relationships are going to fall apart. If you are with someone who is not meant for you, you will split. And that was like, that was in January 2024. I think days before my partner said, this is over. I listen to channelings. I just love everything supernatural. And I have not been enough vocal about this. I do want to be more vocal about this. Yeah. But now you know what I believe in. But yeah, September was a month where I was starting to accept that people will leave my life when I speak up about who I am, and that some people in my life are not comfortable with me shedding my skin so fast, shedding it over and over again. And I love change and transformation. I think it is so important to be fine with change and transformation and to embrace it and to go through all these steps that come with it and to think about how you can improve your life even more and take action into making yourself happy, into living your most authentic self. I'm just really onto that. October and November were a little bit harder again because I just got really triggered by a couple of people. One person in particular that was really trying to put me down and that put me into a weird dynamic where I just felt like a child again, and that remembered me of a dynamic that we had at home, that I had at home with my parents, where I was just never sure of my, I was just never sure of the validity of my experience. Like, my parents would always, sometimes they would twist reality. Like, I would experience a situation and they would make me believe that my experience of it was wrong and that it happened completely differently and that they were always in the right and I was always in the wrong. And that is a form of emotional manipulation. And there was a lot of emotional manipulation when I was a child from my parents on me. They did not do it deliberately. And I know they love me and they have their own problems. But there was this continuation of that dynamic in my life, or a reappearance of that dynamic that had me feel powerless. And in October, I learned to be at peace with the past and hold myself and others accountable. And I can see now how loved I am. And like, when this dynamic reappeared, I did a lot of thinking about it, but I also did a lot of reflecting with other people. And I cannot stress this enough, how important it is to talk about other people outside of this dynamic, your friends, people that you trust, people that love you, but also people that are honest with you, to talk about certain dynamics and to talk about where you think that originates and how it makes you feel and how you believe the other person perceives you. Like, talking about something that rubs you the wrong way or that triggers you with neutral people who love you is a game changer. And I did talk a lot with my girlfriends about this dynamic and about the reappearance of it in my life and how I should react, how I was reacting. And this incessant reflection really helped me figure out, okay, I'm behaving like a child again, because this trigger puts me into kind of my child perspective again, and I feel like I am helpless, but I'm actually not. I'm an adult now, and I can support little Manu, and I can save her, or I can stand up for her. I am a grown up woman. I'm a grown ass woman. I can defend myself, and my side of the story is valid and is real, and it's not something that I concoct in my head. And so I did a lot of healing work on that, and I also talked to my parents about how they treated me as a child. And I was able to speak with them with a grown-up voice, and I'm really proud of myself because I did not cry when I talked about it with them. And it was really important for me to first tackle the original situation and to just give the responsibility that I had taken over as a child back to them. That was the originator of that dynamic reappearing. And that was just a real healing moment for me. Being at peace that the things happened the way they did, but also holding them accountable for it and holding me accountable for how I perceived this now situation. And it just really relieved the whole situation. It just took a lot of pressure and a lot of me being off of it, and me being able to take it a little bit lighter and not take things so personally, and to be aware that that was child Manu being in the emotion and getting triggered. And when I took care of child Manu, the situation eased, and I was able to deal with the triggers better. And it also made me see that I am loved by my parents. And it was also month October where there was a lot of support from my girlfriends, from my support system that I myself had had made. And then that was real. I see how much I am loved moment for me. That was October. In November, I learned to live in the now and follow my intuition. And that kind of ties in. That was reaping the rewards of October, where I just did a lot of heavy work, heavy inner healing work. And then in November, I was able to fall more into the now and to follow some urges and some ideas and to tap into my intuition again. And to I just had a couple of really lovely moments in November, and I could feel everything ease a little bit. Like, up until the middle of November, it was still pretty heavy. But then I felt the effects of me dealing with the triggers that had come up. And then everything just eased and left me with a lot more confidence in my own intuition and in myself. And in December, I learned that everything happens for a reason. And December was just a really, really magical month, where I did a lot of traveling with friends, and where I was just really able to let go of the whole year. And I didn't do much in December at those two last interviews for the podcast and a couple of social gatherings and the travels. And I just really, I let go of the year with ease, and I was able to enjoy myself, to enjoy my company, do a couple of things that I would normally not have done, like traveling to Italy with a friend and going on a concert to some random Italian singer that I had no clue about, but she loves him. And it was an amazing time with her in Italy. And I'm just really grateful that I did that spontaneous thing where I did not know how it was gonna be. But it was an amazing concert and really wonderful days. And I feel like December for me was in a bubble. I was not in the real world in December. I was just really able to lean back and end the year in the arms of my girlfriends and in a space between time where I did not pressure myself into being productive. It was just really pure enjoyment. And I think we do that not nearly enough. And I really needed these resting moments in 2024 because 2023 had just been a real blower for me. 2023 was hard. And 2024 was a beautiful, beautiful year. And the greatest gift of 2024, I just think that is a really beautiful thing to ask yourself. What's the greatest gift of 2024 for you? And for me, it was the strengthening of all of my personal relationships, like really starting the year so broken and ending it with so much love is just the greatest gift. And having these strong women in my life, these strong bonds with women in my life, and also with, I feel like I have also strengthened the bond with my parents, who I normally do not have a very strong bond with because a lot of things happened in our family, in my family, and in the relationship with my parents. And I feel like 2024 was also a healing year for us, for me with my mom and me with my dad, me with my friends. So personal relationships, it was a really healing year. And 2024 was all about coming back to myself again. I remember what was like one of the biggest things why I was like, I need to quit my job was because I did not feel myself anymore. I am someone, as I said in the beginning, I feel myself. I hear my inner voice and I have a really good relationship with myself. I feel myself. I feel my emotions. And when I had the breakup in 2024, that was the first time when I really felt so intensely again. And obviously it was pain and it was not, I felt the pain so intensely. It was so painful. And a part of me was like, oh no, I don't want to feel this pain. And the tiny part of me was like, yes, I'm feeling again. I'm feeling something again. And I love feeling. And I know that this is why we incarnate on Earth. And my soul just loves feelings and emotions. And I had forgotten how feeling feels like. And in 2024, I really allowed myself to feel again. And all of my feelings came back. And I ended it just feeling so much love. And yeah, coming back to myself, feeling myself again. That for me is the biggest thing. That's why I am on this earth. My soul came here to feel. And if I'm not feeling anything, then I'm doing something wrong. I'm here to feel everything. I'm here to feel the greatest pain. And I'm here to feel the most beautiful love. And I have had these extremes this year, 2024. And I'm super grateful that I'm able to feel all that again and to not be caught up in the hamster wheel and hustling so hard that I don't feel myself anymore. I think that is the biggest danger in today's world, that we forget what feeling feels like. May all your dreams come true and may you feel everything that you want to feel. And may you eat good food. Goodbye.